This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Trevon, do not touch the fucking mic. This is where it's at. Look, let me see my rotation. Okay. Maybe here. Yeah, this is sick.
You have three touches.
Three touches. All right. We can start this shit now. The incense is lit. Hold on. The Raptors are in.
I like that player.
Yeah, man. Everyone in Milwaukee is always love. Unfortunately, not today.
Ew.
That wasn't a mic touch. I can hold it, but I just can't move. You adjusted it? That's what?
I said you.
Oh, me?
Okay. You're doing it. Yeah, said he's going to limit his mic touches to three. He has three mic touches for this whole episode.
For what?
I'll do three. I'm going to challenge myself. You know?
I'll fucking touch it once. Mm-hmm. Yo, this is it. I'm leaving it right here the whole time. I should have left my fucking arms at home.
I'm not.
Because I don't need it.
I'm definitely
to touch the mic.
Finna go crazy on this mic.
can we just like get a little.
Can we do a tally then?
Yeah, let's get a tally.
Yo, I'm not touching it.
I'm going for 800.
I'm not touching it.
I'm not gonna touch it once.
I'm going for 800, so you know.
Sucks for all those audio listeners who don't know what we're talking about. Because usually on the visuals, we're always touching our mics and readjusting our mics.
Yeah. They get it. The people who watch the visuals, they get it.
Yeah, y'all get it. Yeah, y'all get it. So.
And y'all may also notice Fate Sanity Human Bandana is holding the camera. The dynamic. Sanity Human Bandana with that dynamics. It's true.
It is true. Welcome to Random Order Podcast. Do all the intros before I get into it, because I got a lot to talk about. Kawhi Leonard.
For starters, welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order episode. What is this shit? 24?
Jeez.
Random Kobe. Order episode 24, presented by 4YU Media, Much Studios. Yo, it's your boy Jay, man. And if you're watching the video, you may notice just many waves. Many waves.
He went 360.
Because I told you guys earlier, like maybe only two episodes ago, probably. I mentioned that I was going 360 on him. And then, it's happening. But yeah, once my hair grows in on the side, it's over.
Damn. Yeah. That easy.
Yeah, it's whatever. Who are you guys again?
It's not really at the back, though.
No, it's going, though. When my hair grows. Like, see,
turn around.
What are you doing right now? What are you trying to do? What?
I'm trying to see your 360.
You're uncomfortable that I'm about to spin on you.
I'm not that uncomfortable. I'm just saying.
Why the you cameras out are the all
because the camera's in front of you.
Yeah,
you're up here saying you're the most handsome man, and you have all these waves, and it makes me and Shells feel weird because it's like we open the podcast.
That's
just say
you.
Hello. Don't flex.
Mm-hmm. That's on.
But you're not going. You if you was flexing now I'm getting. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a you problem.
I'm sorry. Now I'm getting upset.
I'm just saying the facts.
Yeah, I am. Nah, but it's. I only have a problem with, you know, fake flexes.
Ooh.
I don't really like that.
Ooh.
If you really the most handsome, then be the most handsome. Ooh. If you're going 360, show them the back of your head.
Mm. No, it's happening. It didn't happen yet.
Use the action word.
So, yeah, but you said, just wait till the hair on the side of my head grows back. Mm. But you ain't mentioned what's going on in the back.
It grows at the same speed at the back of my head as it does at the side. So it's the same thing.
It's unsaid.
I'm just saying address it next time. Mm. So I don't got to address this.
You can figure it out yourself, type of thing. I give you what I give you, and then, you know.
Mm. Well, welcome back to the civilized side of the table.
The chocolate one!
Yeah, you know, Young Shells back in the building. Episode 24. Yo, that's the Duolingo.
Oh, for real? I thought it was Apple Pay.
No, it's Apple Pay and Duolingo. Yeah,
and Duolingo. Both of them, yeah, because I'm on that Duolingo. But yeah, you know, we back.
You learn Spanish?
I'm learning French.
Bonjour.
Again, nigga?
Yeah. Okay. The right way this time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I want to learn French. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun still, like, you know, Duolingo just as a game. If you're not on that shit, like, you want to learn languages.
Pretty easy.
It's pretty easy, but you definitely got to, like,
catch on, though?
Yeah, you catch on, but you got to do it more than just the app. The app's not enough, for sure. Yeah.
No, if you do it, like, how many times a day do you do it?
I try to do it twice a day.
You got to conjugate and all that shit?
Well, you say what?
You got to conjugate and all that shit?
Yeah, like, they show you, like, you got to say it. Like, sometimes there's ones where, like, it'll speak it, and you got
to,
like...
Yo, that's what fucked me up. Just having to conjugate the verbs and this
I don't
and that
know,
and change the ER to the like, I's and the...
Yeah, and, like, it's feminine and masculine. It's
too much. But, oh, a pen is masculine?
That.
Why?
Yeah, they teach you that.
Why? I forget.
I mean, they don't really teach you. It's kind of just, like, trial and error. Like, it's like...
For you to remember.
You press what you thought it was, and if it's not it, then it tells you what it's supposed to be, and then it's like... So it's not, they don't really teach you because, like, I never learned it. I got it wrong. So that's why I know it's wrong. Yeah.
No, but I learned it because I'll remember, like, oh shit, they asked me something similar, like last round or whatever. And I'll remember it. It's basically a bunch of tests, really. Like, when you're in school, like, actually, when you're learning fucking French in like grade 7 and shit, there'll just be a little picture and say, what the fuck is this? And you're like, oh, I know that's an apple. So which one looks like the word apple? You know what I mean? Apple or whatever the fuck. But all that matters is your boy.
Duolingo, send us an email.
It's your boy.
Please.
That first. It's your boy, Baby Trey, man.
The most gorgeous baby in the game.
What can I say?
Baby Trey.
What can I say, man?
You know what it is, man. Happy Saturday.
Game one. I'm feeling good.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't even want to, like, yo,
thought it was a dream. Thought it was a dream.
I don't even want to, like, talk about it because it's just, I feel like I've been talking about it so much and it's such a great feeling to talk about the Raptors, like, on a frequent basis.
Yeah.
To see all, to Stephen A and all these guys, like, fighting over him and who, if he's the best right now or if he's not, like, bro, he's putting up Michael Jordan numbers. Like, you know what I mean? Just niggas don't want to, niggas just don't like admitting to shit, you know? That's everyone's problem. They don't like admitting to shit. Look at the numbers, bro.
Y'all think we're going to win it?
Yo, a lot of people have been saying, like, yo, don't jinx it. But I think it's just more confidence.
Exactly.
I really think, like, yo, we're playing really well. Like, just, you got to look, again, like, just.
I was like, oh, shit, this is a.
We were locking them up. We literally.
Niggas are trying hard. I was like, yo, niggas are running fast. Like, they're trying.
Bro, Curry dropped 37.
Curry dropped 30, and we still won.
36 or 37, and we still won. That's fucking ridiculous. And the scary part about it is,
and
like.
Kawhi wasn't even going off on a.
Thank you,
Jermaine. Yeah.
Thank you, Jermaine.
This is the only time I watch basketball. I'm like, damn, this is getting intense now. Otherwise, there's too many fucking games happening.
it's actually, I don't know. It's not, I don't even want to say shocking because they've been playing this way. Siakam's just having, when you play with confidence, bro, and you're not afraid and you're just attacking and not getting determined, like, that's what Kawhi brought to the team. I've always been saying this. Like, he's always like the steady guy to say, like, yo, we're good, we're good. So I feel like it's just running through everyone. Van Vliet, I've never seen this guy play like this. Never.
Yo, he's going off for a seed.
Yo, facts.
Oh, my God.
I think it's shocking because, like, we only played him twice a year, and that was quite some months ago. And they're the team that we know to be dominating, right?
Yeah.
So it's just we haven't seen the Raptors play them in so long. Like, we figured, like, fuck, these guys are the champs. Like, I don't know if we could do this, but now it's different.
It's different because their bench isn't even that good. Realistically,
their bench is trash. Our bench is way lengthier.
Yeah, the young boys are hungry.
Yo, the thing is,
and niggas can't play the whole game. Steph can't play the whole game every game. He has to sit at some point.
Stephen Curry had 40 minutes with 34 points.
Damn.
Right. Kawhi Leonard had, let's see how Kawhi had 43 minutes. He played the whole game. 23 points, 5 assists, 8 rebounds.
How much would you have if?
In this playoffs?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll probably get that one over in three, but realistically, nah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I shot on the NBA net?
Yeah. Wait, no.
It was bad. It was air ball.
Like, in front of everyone? Like, halftime shit?
It was so...
Oh, fuck. I touched the mic.
I haven't touched it
Might have been like
yet.
Three times.
When I was in,
wait,
like...
Yo, after this, though? Only once. So what? He has three.
I don't think I've touched the mic since.
I don't think I've touched the mic since...
Watch.
That's weird. it was like, I think I was in like the third grade, and my librarian was like she was a fan of the Raptors fan club at the time.
Yeah.
So she got tickets to like whatever game she wanted to get tickets to.
She was a fan of the fan club?
Yeah, it was back then when niggas had like mailbox fan clubs and shit.
Yeah.
So she was just like, me and my brother were like the basketball players at the school. So she was like, yo, what game do you guys want to go to? So we chose the 76ers game, saw Allen Iverson and shit, whatever. And before the game, they used to have like the kids do the tunnel shit where the players run out and they high five.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids. I took a shot while we were waiting to do that shit before the game.
Yeah.
Because, like, someone missed and the ball came towards me, so I just picked it up and shot it, and now I missed that shit.
Great three,
but that was, like, the third grade, exactly. Like, I'm like, shit, this is way further than it looks like on TV.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, it looks shit. Small in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Damn, I could probably do this.
We went to Cleveland. I was eating chocolate. I was about to drool. we went to Cleveland, and we're shooting on the court, like, after. And I don't remember it being, like, too far, or, like, oh, like, whatever. I got airball or some shit.
Yeah.
I just remember shooting on the net.
Okay.
This is a good net.
It feels normal, but people will distract me. I'll get so fucking, like, the flying sticks and shit.
Oh, yeah,
shit,
yeah,
that
yeah,
people
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll miss every point.
I'll throw the ball into the crowd, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, stop moving that shit.
If there's ever a time machine built, I want to take it back to the day you ran through the tunnel and give you a high five. Bro, see a little chocolate one.
My nigga.
It was live.
Vince Carter dapped me up. That's all I'm going to say.
That's hard. Oh,
for real?
Yeah. Vince Carter dapped me up.
That's all you know you got the juice.
I know. You feel me?
I was wondering how this thing got the juice. You know, that was it. That was it the whole time. Wow.
Yeah, Vince Carter gave it to me. You feel me?
But yeah, like, it's just great to end off the Raptors shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm confident they play tomorrow. How we play today, I expect Golden State to win back home, but I honestly think this series is going to go like the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Durant's going to come back too late.
Yeah.
Because he's like scheduled to come back. But I think I'm going to say, honestly, I'm going Raps in five or Raps in six.
Raps in two.
Holy, you see how crazy I am?
I think they're going to take one and go and say, you're saying a sweep?
A sweep, man. This guy's fucked. This guy's fucked. This guy said a sweep.
Oh, we have a freak in the building.
This guy's fucked.
He's a freak. That's how I'm feeling, straight.
For real, man.
I believe in my guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in my guys. Pull up.
Pull up the juice, dog. When from you got the dap from Vince Carter, all the pulls got the juice. He's one of the pulls.
I did it for all of us. Exactly.
I also feel like even with Golden State being in the finals, I feel like throughout watching Golden State played, I feel like I've seen a lot of Toronto Raptors fans in there. So I feel like it's just going to be, I don't know. I don't feel like Golden State's a scary place to play. As opposed to Milwaukee, like
Sunny
the courts
Oakland.
Rioting
and racist shit.
You know what I mean? Huh?
I feel like everyone's racist. Not everyone, but like.
In Milwaukee? Oh,
yeah, but like you can't be.
This looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Milwaukee is scary, so yeah. But like, Golden State's a little bit brighter and shit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, just a court. Like, what I think about wherever I play in 2K, I'm like, yo, I hate playing like on fucking Bucks home court. Rockets have a great home court. Golden State has a sick home court. You know, like, certain venues are sicker, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just feel like they're going to carry that energy and we're going to win a game in Golden State, but let's see how game two goes. Yeah, they're saying he's scheduled to.
Bro, they're saying that.
I think they're saying that because it's like, bro, it's scarier to say that than to not say that. You know, it's like a mental.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. Yeah. He will be back.
Nah, he's. It's not his Achilles. If it was his Achilles, everyone would know.
Is it a sprain or some shit?
Yo, it's like a sprained fucking, I don't know, like. Calf check? Or some shit like that.
I mean, DeMarcus came back. I didn't think he was coming back. So DeMarcus came back.
This is the championship on the
line. Yo, our young boy's coming back though.
Yeah.
Not even. He had DeMarcus Cousins had like what? What did he really do?
But he's still like an entity in the paint that you're gonna like think twice before you do some shit, you know?
So 3 points and two assists. No rebounds. He did nothing. Huh? He fucked everything up. That's what I'm saying. When Kevin Durant comes back, it may fuck them up. We have a flow going right now.
Mm-hmm.
I only think they're saying Kevin Durant's coming back because, one, it's not an Achilles. I think they need this nigga. And he wants to play. Like, he knows what the Golden State is without him. Like, they're a great team, but it's just like, yo, this is the best of the best. Like, we were saying the other night.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best of the best. You got to fucking step up. And yeah, I don't know, man. Let me see what the fucking this shit is. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think Kevin Durant's like, I think if he does come back, it's.
We'll see, man.
Fuck.
We'll see how it goes.
Until then. Y'all screaming in my living room.
Facts.
Yeah. I was screaming.
Like, that was the most exciting game I think I've ever watched.
I didn't even mean to scream. That's a funny thing. I didn't mean to do it.
Bro, niggas were screaming, bro.
Yeah,
every bucket we're screaming like, oh, like my nigga.
Bro, every rebound, every time I touch the ball, saying, every dribble, nigga. I was like,
trust me.
Dribble that.
When I'm watching basketball, by the way, Kevin Durant has a strained calf. That's what they're calling it right now. I don't think it's ACL. Because if it's ACL, you're not, bro. When my gym teacher, Mr. Robinson, sprained his or took out his ACL, bro, he could not walk for like a year. Like
ACL or Achilles?
Huh?
You mean Achilles?
Oh shit! Nah, it was his ACL. Right?
ACL.
It,
no, ACL.
The thing at the back.
ACL is knee. That's like really bad.
Oh yeah, the shit.
Oh no, no, Achilles, Achilles. The shit that shoots up, Achilles. Yeah. My fault. When he pulled that shit or whatever you do with that, yo, like he wasn't walking for a minute. If Kevin Durant did that,
you do with that.
Whatever he did with that, like wherever that goes,
however that goes,
yo,
he did that.
You know what I mean? Like you're not walking. Like if that was the case for Kevin Durant, he would not be coming back. They wouldn't be teasing a comeback because it's, you're just
you're
playing
done,
like,
yeah.
Bro, like it's the finals. Like this nigga's coming back, and I don't think it's like. It's gonna do something, but I think Kawhi's locking. Kawhi looks scary on defense. Like he was helping out. Dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, man.
Yeah.
Let's go fucking Raptors.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about?
Speaking of one last thing. Speaking of Kawhi, they fined Doc Rivers $50,000 for talking about how good Kawhi is.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Why?
Because if he has free agency coming up, Kawhi, and the Clippers is one of the places that they say he might go. So it's just like, yo, you're fucking gassing him to come, bro. Stop.
He's a sick player. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the man's not going to go on TV
I
and lie.
Hate, bro. He's nice.
Doc, what do you think of Kawhi?
Yeah, how the kids? Yo, this is a bad thing to have your chocolates here.
Yeah, no.
Just
try one of those?
A big, you don't want to try it. Are you sure? Yo, it's a gateway.
Yeah, let me get one. Just literally hand me
That's
one.
What you think, nigga?
Nah.
All right.
And if I ask you for another one, do not give it to me. Awesome. Why does this look like shit?
Just eat it. This is made before emojis. So.
Yeah, it's not actually a shit emoji. It's a macaroon emoji. It's a smiling macaroon. It's crazy.
Coconuts.
Yo, welcome. I'm going to get one, too.
I don't like coconuts.
Oh, you're fucked.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
Shit, I touched my.
You touched my?
That's one for me. I didn't even move it. I went like this.
Yeah.
It twice. Two.
Yeah, that's twice.
Fuck off.
You touched it.
Bro. I'm showing you what I did.
Okay, it I get it. Is, you touched it. I know.
I didn't move the mic. The thing was, if you move the mic and adjust it, I said you could touch it. And I said I may touch it.
No, mic touch.
Rewind the fucking clip because I said I may touch it. I said I'm not going to move it and adjust it. So.
Ew, nigga, the coconuts in this is disgusting.
Excuse me?
The coconuts are so nasty.
Grow up, nigga. Fuck you. Why you asking me to try my shit?
I don't like... You didn't tell me there was coconuts in it. You said it was chocolate.
Is it not chocolate?
Yeah, once you turn 25, you have to like everything and be mature.
Oh, where
is... Bro.
Sheldon is the worst thing to eat with, bro.
Like, bro.
If there's no fries on the table, he is upset. His day is ruined. The chocolate one day is ruined. I would never forget the day we pulled up to the... What was it?
Ramen.
The ramen spot.
Yeah, ramen spot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Pulled up to a ramen spot, and I'm looking at Jermaine, I'm like, wait, hold on. This nigga's picky. What we make you try?
The octopus?
Octopus, yeah. Not good.
Crazy.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
It was an octopus ball. What is it called? Like yakitori?
It's like fried octopus or something like that?
It's a name, though.
It is.
I said yakitori? No. I think it was an
octopus ball. Oh, it's literally called octopus balls.
Called takoyaki.
Takoyaki.
Okay, that's
okay. Yeah. I thought it was yakitori. Yeah, takoyaki. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and my man tried some takoyaki, and he's mad childish about it, and I was very upset.
I mean,
I was offended.
I think I reacted pretty reasonably just to someone that didn't like it.
Spat it out.
No, I didn't. Don't
you spat it.
Don't lie to my face.
You spat it on the wall.
No.
You turned to the side and said, yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, he finished it.
Slammer chair.
Yeah, I just wouldn't try it again.
You finished my water to wash the taste away. But I don't know where I was going with that. You're just a picky guy to eat.
Yeah, I rarely eat something so bad that I have to spit it out.
Yeah, I mean, I ate the chocolate. I ate the macaroon. Was that macaroon?
Yeah.
I ate it. I didn't throw it up.
Woo! Damn.
Shout out to that, man.
Yep. Guess so.
Yo, we dropped a fucking crazy. We dropped a crazy video yesterday.
Yes, sir.
It's my little baby. I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
We did a parody of GQ's On the Rocks.
Wow, you're not gonna pour that and not give me some. I'm gonna go get a cup.
This guy's on a sugar rush.
Not bad. I'm trying to keep this on the low because honestly, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you guys. This is not my nest. Hold on. This ain't even nest to you. I don't want to talk about it. I can't really read that right now, but
on this lemon drink.
I'm sipping this brown lemon thing, and I don't know whose it is, so I was trying to keep it on the low, So if anybody walk off in this bitch, I'd just be like, hey, how your day going? Go ahead and put this bitch back. But go ahead and hand that to my slime.
Right now. We all share. We all brothers, bro. Right?
That's all it is, man. So anyways, as I sip on this.
Bro, have you ever had, speaking of food, have you ever had the fish sandwich from Popeyes?
The fish sandwich from where?
From Pop. From this.
I just heard a blank. I heard my email. Wait, you said... Yeah. The fish sandwich from Random Order at 4YE.ca?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that
okay. I never tried that.
Never tried that? Oh,
it's good?
It's good, man.
Wow.
It's so good, you probably might get an email after you have it.
That's crazy.
That's how good it is.
Really?
Yeah.
The other day, I was like, I'm just tired of my fucking deodorant staining like all my black tees. So there's so many times I'm putting on my fucking black tee and I'm like, ah. And it comes up and there's a fucking deodorant line. I'm so fucking cheese.
Like five lines?
Yeah, I know. Like, I know those ones. So I recently switched to this deodorant brand.
What's it called?
Oh, shit.
What's the name?
I think it was Random Order.
What's that? F4YE.ca. I think I heard of that.
Yeah.
I think I heard of that.
I think it was contact at 4YE.ca. Yeah. Mm. I'd be able to tell you if I ever hear something in there.
Yeah, I think I saw that. The nonstick one, right? No whites. Yeah, I know that one.
I did get that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a restaurant's really good. Me and my friends and them.
Oh.
We went to this restaurant called Contact at 4YE.ca.
I think it's a little
Italian joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got this chicken parmesan. Mm-hmm. Crazy. They got an eggplant parmesan too. Real good.
I know that one.
Contact at 4YE.ca.
He told me about that one, then I went there. Yeah. And I spent some of my money there as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like that's
just
crazy.
Like that.
That's crazy how your influence works. Like
just, now your brother gonna be like, hey, I'm going on a date. Exactly. Like, what should we head to? And you're gonna say
contact at 4YE.ca.
I feel that. Anyways, man. Let's just get back to work on now. What is this laptop called?
Oh, this is a Contact F4YE.ca laptop. I like this one.
All these things just can go away.
They got a bar you can touch.
That's
you know
what I'm saying. Contact F4YE.ca. Which one is it?
Email again.
Should probably scroll down and check in the description. I'm sure it's there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So we did a GQ parody. y'all go over and watch that. Shout out to Sterling 276 Sterling Studio.
Hey, we know they name. You know what I'm saying?
We was in the emails. Yeah, shout out my guys 276 Sterling Studios. We teamed up with them to shoot a super high quality skit for y'all niggas to tell you guys to shut up and leave us alone. There, content. Watch it. It's there.
Really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Yeah, we didn't tell them to say this.
Yeah. They never. I'm honest. I'm honest with it. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't in the emails. Yeah. Nothing like that, man.
Yeah, that shit was fun though. I felt good throwing all that money and shit and just passing them diamonds, man. I saw the motherfucker. Shout out to my man Maz for actually hooking up a plain Jane vacuum.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Cause it was a joke, but like that's actually a plain Jane vacuum cleaner and a plain Jane wiener dog. Mm-hmm. Like in real life, someone made that.
Y'all gave the wiener dog the chain or y'all gave?
Fuck no.
I should have rocked that motherfucker today. Y'all lucky I didn't rock that motherfucker today, man. But this shit was really easy to shoot just because of the team that we had there. Shout out my man is Julian helping us out there. I feel like just we're just on set just having fun, just acting a fool and shit. And it's always fun shooting something when you know, you just fucking acting a fool. And I feel like it was refreshing. So y'all go fuck it. I didn't even know this bitch was gonna be 9 minutes long.
That 911? Fuck 12.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
number.
That's why I ended that one. I can't even know what came after Liam.
Yeah.
10.
13.
Liam. 13. Yeah, that's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, the thing is, I can talk in that accent like that.
Bro, I was editing this shit. I was like, I just couldn't stop talking like that. I'm just constantly hearing myself and you talk like that the whole time.
Bro, like,
talk to my dad like that. Like what's that? Like that?
I feel like it's honestly, it's easier to talk in an accent than in my real like voice or whatever the fuck this is.
Really?
Yeah, what I call this? My normal speaking voice. Whatever the fuck this shit is. I feel
what's
like it's
called?
So much easier to fucking talk with an accent or like pretend to like have an accent.
Is that because you're doing the characters all the time or? Or like you're doing the characters for so long and shit?
That's a good question.
I guess it's like method acting, basically.
Yeah. I'm really from the side. You know what I'm saying?
You don't got to pronounce as much with this accent, though.
Yeah, you just, you're lazy with it.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, AD, hey, what man,
we
saying?
Finna go to the store with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, getting new whip.
Hey, you want anything?
I got a new whip. Yeah.
New whip.
4.4 liter. You
know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah. go to gas station. Get some Marlboro.
The gas station.
Yeah. Give me a little soda. What's the, my favorite soda?
Contact FOYE.
Yeah, I believe. Yo, that sound about right. Yeah, I had that one. Get you a bag of Contact FOYE. Go there, man.
I remember that.
You mean you're having a good time?
The gas station I go to, Contact
FOYE.ca.
Yes, sir. This show was fun, man. Also, shout out to King Ice because they really blessed us with a lot of jewelry that we're showing off there. And the bust down SpongeBob.
Oh, you saw that?
If y'all
50 on the squarepants, hey, nigga.
50 on the squarepants, but guess in the pants. He had pockets full.
You
know what it
is. Can you play that part?
Yeah, I'm gonna show a little clip from here.
Gets in the pants, man.
Man, this is another reason why y'all gotta come over to the motherfucking.
Oh, the video podcast. Yeah, because you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, right, what we talking about?
You have no idea what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you have no idea. Where is this at?
You're trying to get this for the video. Y'all see this?
The SpongeBob. You make you finna piss me off, slime read shit. Say. What's Zay? Look, it don't cost no $250 for no school shoes. Real shit, man. Get off my damn line. God damn, Sergeant Q. Come on. I had dropped $250,000 on these flooded SpongeBob.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Plus another 50 to bust down the square pants.
Can't forget about the pants. We get some of the pants, man. You know what it is, man. Cold pants, man.
Was that off the top?
Bro, what the fuck?
I knew that was off the top.
No, I can't read that.
I knew that was off the top, nigga.
Bro, like, where are you going with this, nigga?
I'm just like, yo, every description, what comes to your mind? Like, what cold pants, man. Pockets full, but get.
What does that mean? Bro, that's the fun part about improv, though. Like, you just get some shit that you surprise yourself sometimes.
Yo, yeah.
And, fuck, and, you cannot write that shit.
Bro, it's funny because it's like, if you ask me to explain that, it's like, yo, I literally can. Mm-hmm. Cold pants. Mm-hmm. All that ice. Mm-hmm. Your pants.
I see it. I see it. When you say cold pants, I got it.
Yeah. What I mean by pockets full?
Cold pants, man. But gets in the pants, obviously, nigga.
Okay.
Pockets full of diamonds.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Money.
It means two things, though.
Oh, what that mean then?
These pockets is full of baguettes.
Oh, shit.
But these pockets full of rats.
Uh-huh.
Y'all ain't even know what I mean.
Oh, shit.
It's levels to it.
I'm trying to tell
you. It's not. It's more to it than what you see in plain sight.
Man, I wanted to fucking talk about some shit, though. Like, I mean, I know you guys are always going to have your little jokes and shit. Yeah, yada, yada. Y'all funny and shit. But, like, whenever I see shit like, wait, it's not 2020. Why do you upload so early? Just watch the video, enjoy it, and give me a comment about the video instead of this shit. Because I get tired of reading this shit. And when we put so much work into that video, like, I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just disappointed. This, but not like, I really enjoy.
I'm chilling.
Yeah, okay, me then. Y'all get at me. I like reading like comments that you guys are talking about it. You know what I mean? Like talking about the video and shit. It gives us more
motivation,
right? Ideas for like different things in that. Like if we really read the comments,
you
but
you just
like,
feel good.
Yeah, you know what
when
I mean?
You like feel good, you do good.
You do good. You know what I'm saying? So like all these comments saying like, oh, like it's 2019 or whatever, but like honestly, most of it was about the thing, but I saw a couple of them. But like, yeah, I just telling you guys, I really enjoy reading your comments and shit. So if you guys want
to get that feedback and shit, like that's what I like about YouTube a lot. Shout out to YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Contact that for you.
Yeah, like as soon as you
put it, they got out.
Man, I got out.
You delete all shit. You can watch what you
say about them. We use the Nate service. What was I about to say? Oh yeah, on YouTube, you put something out comments, and then like right away you get comments and you get feedback of like what they like and when what they thought was funny, what stood out to them. Mm-hmm. So automatically you know it works and like what's best for your audience, right? So
yeah,
and I get it. Like it's a funny joke, but I'm just saying don't waste your comment, like because I really be reading this shit and I want to like hear your guys' feedback. You guys have great ideas, you know what I mean? And I feel like it's
Waleed's FaceTiming us.
Yes, Waleed.
Hold on a sec. Shit. Hold on.
Can I have that mic?
Hold on a sec.
Yo, Waleed, you got your own mic. Say whatever.
We're recording
you want.
The podcast. Yeah, you called that a bad time.
Huh?
Who's the guest?
You.
Oh. Hey, what's up, everybody?
That's it.
You just got a bomb drop. Let it play out.
Yeah, let it fizzle out.
All right, the bomb drops are done. Say something.
Listen, guys, I'm so happy to be on the pod. I've always wanted to be on the pod.
No, like, why the fuck do you call? We're not.
Yeah, what?
We don't really give a shit. Why did you call?
Yeah.
We're not recording.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're sus, bro.
Is everything okay?
Huh. Oh, okay. What are you trying to say?
Can we call you after the pod?
Can we call you next week?
No, next week's a very bad time.
Okay.
Push this conversation. I got 30 seconds.
Nah, man, we're shooting something. We'll call you back later or some shit.
All right, I'll catch you later then. Might be about another hour, though. I'm going to holler, though. All right, 2 hours.
Oh fuck!
Number one podcast, pussy.
Oh fuck! What?
Oh, I got the audio from that anyway.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I didn't have an audio track before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've been drinking on Tussin.
That's it, man.
Man, young thug. Oh, yo, honestly, man, I talked so much about this guy, but fuck it, man. Like, it's my favorite rapper.
I've been drinking on Tussin.
Free Lil Durk, you know what it is, man.
Yeah, what do you lock for? Oh, yeah. Like a shooting or some shit, right?
I think he was, like, I think it was attempted at murder or some shit like that.
Fuck, bro. Damn. Free Durk, yo.
But I think he was, let me see exactly what it is. But he just turned himself in. That's all it was. But it was a shooting case. But I'm not too sure exactly what it was. But Free Lil Durk. That's not some fucking like.
Yeah, he's doing really well too. Like, you know, he's on the Nabs. He's on Nabs' last album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I really like his work, even his last.
What's the
album.
New shit you're playing?
Sign to the Streets. I think that's not that new. It's like, when did that come out? Let me see. That's Sign crazy. To the Streets 3. That came out.
Hey, I seen
November 9th.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was. Oh, shit. Y'all seen Johnny Dangs on the Rocks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. Watched it yesterday.
That shit was good.
He's actually the king of ice.
Yeah, he's actually the king.
I was like, wow,
ice.
This is a lot of fucking ice.
Yeah, like. So, what I was wondering is, like, did he, like, take pieces back from people for the video? Like, because he had Quavo's grills. The fuck?
Like, was that some new shit he made?
Yeah, he had the Quavo, the grill he has with all baguettes. Yeah. He had that there. So I'm like, did he make two or did he like Quavo sent it back so he could use it in the video. Like, what did he do?
He's just paying for that still.
Yeah. Like,
I'm just still paying that off. Yeah, you can hold it for a day, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we got to go to the wars right here. Bring it back. Clean it too, eh?
Yeah, he's so okay. There we go. Sorry, guys, I was trying to find it. So mm-hmm. Dirk has been reportedly charged with criminal attempt to commit murder, aggravated assault. That's like shooting at, and like they're just tying it to some like with criminal street gang conduct. That's fucked, but it's like it's a lot. And, like it's a lot to kind of fight against. So, but he turned himself in, so he's already. Well, based on the movies and fucking the deals that I see, I think he's cooperating.
Cooperating.
Yeah.
We ain't saying nothing. No, we ain't.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know not cooperating saying? Like that.
Nah, hey, stop snitching. Nah,
cooperating. Nah.
But I wanted to show you guys this new rapper I found recently. And I really feel like this guy's about to pop. He's a New York guy. And
he's been showing everyone.
I've been showing everyone because I'm just trying to show you guys like, yo, just like Blueface. When we were showing everyone Blueface and everyone saying, nah, nah, nah. Me, myself, I was like, nah, right away. I was like, I more so took him as a joke. But I'm like, yo, he's actually hard.
Mm.
And then everyone's telling me no, and then now he's popping.
Nah, as soon as I heard Blueface, I knew.
He was so sick.
As soon as I knew. As soon as I heard, I knew.
But this guy, it's another guy. And I think he's in a pop. He's from New York. It's Pop Smoke. Let's run this. And the funny thing is that at the start of this video, they say, warning, everything in this video is a prop. It's mad guns
everything
and shit.
Everything is fake. All these guns are fake. We spray painted them ourselves.
Hey, look, I have orange swear tubes. To God. All props.
This car is not real. This is actually a Honda. This is
fucking blue sheet over it.
This do-rag is not real. I'm up to my insanity. That's why I'm over retarded.
Baby, welcome to the party. That's why I'm a dance. I hit the boy
up and then I just stay in the Ferrari. Huh? Baby, welcome to the
party. Really? Honestly, you know how things like be twerking in the club? Like this is for the man them to hit the bops in the club, you know?
We're in this. I about to say it's for the man them to twerk.
Nah.
I was like, where's you going with it? Just lower your tone.
Like, I'm in the circle hitting my shit when it's coming.
I just love how it sounds like UK.
Like New York.
I don't know what the fuck that horn is, but like.
That's the grime horn still. That's
yeah, it's like a grime horn, right?
Yeah.
I think someone was being bad opening. What's up?
Yo, man, I'm being a kid right now, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't even eat breakfast yet.
Nah, but I think just watching this with you guys, I'm like, yo, noticing that they're dancing and shit, that's kind of what's giving it the vibe. It's so cool how, like, just. That's just what's kind of normal. You know what I mean? Like when Bobby Shmurda came out and he was dancing, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's when memes is really, really popping off. And Bobby Shmurda took that to a whole another level.
Threw his hat?
Because like throwing his hat, like everything. There was literally so many memes in that fucking video. Mm-hmm. And this is just like watching. It gives me that kind of vibe where it's just like everyone's dancing, but they're rapping with some hard shit. But they're just like, you know what I mean? Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I fuck with this video. But yeah, y'all remember I told you Pop Smoke. I think I'm late on him already, but. No, it is what it is, man.
This is the guy.
This is the guy.
How much views that guy?
Who knows?
This one came out.
300K?
Yeah, 300K came out May 28th. And it's June 1st.
Pretty, oh my God, it's June fucking 1st. Good.
Yeah, oh no, it's really good. Yeah.
Holy
yo,
fuck.
This is fucked up. Yo, time is actually moving way too fast.
Yeah,
June.
Yo,
it's June.
Fuck, bro.
It's not even hot outside.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly right now.
Yo, it's June though. That's
bro, there's no more summer. We're just going to be winter all year.
We can't
but
complain.
It's June already, though. Yo, regardless of the weather, it's fucking June 1st.
Yeah, like time. Like, fuck weather, but time-wise, like, bro.
The polar bears.
Yo, hey.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah.
Is it, yeah, yo,
like that.
Yo, man.
It's the beginning and the end for everything, you feel me?
I'm going to put it in. it's fucking deep,
hey,
bro.
Bro, it's...
Welcome to Random Morning. It's a fucking beginning and ending, man.
That shit, y'all niggas been here. What's
yo, what time it
what
is?
What you want, man? Polar bears been here, man. Like shit, how long polar bears been around?
Yeah, we gotta hold down for polar bears for real.
We have to. Yeah. I was watching this fucking video and it really made me want to do something with my
first
life.
Of all, polar bears, we need to do something for the rhinos, nigga. The rhinos is out of here, bro. Like
yo, why do you kill a rhino?
The rhinos
you
is
fucking eat it.
Yo, the apparently the fucking is it the horns, I think?
The, horn,
the
I
horns
know, yeah,
are a lot of money, but bro, that's bro, the horn like the rhinos are like there's not even maybe 10,000 left, maybe. There's not even 10,000 left, I think.
I was going to say something fucked up, but I know y'all are expensive.
I'm sensitive or like
no, the world.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's actually fucked up though.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
Maybe say it and we bleep it. That'd be funny.
Huh?
Say it and we fucking bleep it. That'd be funny.
Nah, it's fucked. It's fucked. I don't agree with any of that shit.
If a man says it's fucked that many times, it's fucked. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, don't say it for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, no.
Not even when we're done. Not even when I don't want
to. Only read your lips.
Yeah. Nah. It's not. It's literally not that deep. Now I should just say it because it's not that deep.
Well, nigga, make up your mind, bro.
No, rhinos are at risk. Fucking sharks are at risk. Niggas are killing sharks to make shark fin soup. And it's just like, bro, it's not even good like that. It's not even, it's just a flex. And that's what's fucked up about it.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's tigers, like there's a certain tiger, I think it's a Siberian tiger, that's like at risk. Like there's like 5 bills of them left. That's crazy. Yeah. But
yo, we start fucking with emus. That's a wrap, nigga. I'm doing something.
I'm swinging.
That's when I'm like, all right, nigga.
Yo, shit.
I'm a fucking activist.
Fuck all this. But I was watching something on, like, I think I was watching a YouTube video and the ad came up about like these two dudes that were like cleaning the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, save our ocean. Like, it's so sad to see like all the garbage that's in there and like how fucked up the waters are. And like, it actually made me want to do something. And I myself,
I don't know if I'm just an angel, but like, I can't, like, I literally can't litter. I feel fucking terrible when I see someone just drop a can on the floor. Like,
yeah, that's good. That's good.
We need more people like you. Yeah. It's fucked. I remember I used to litter a lot as a kid, but then I'm like,
pizza boxes outside. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to what?
I've watched this guy throw a pizza box out of his car.
Man, fuck them turtles, nigga. What I say?
I was in the back seat. Like, that's a whole pizza box.
Yo, it's jokes because I hit it up the window, but I hit the top of the window first.
Yeah,
it came back. And I got more cheese. I'm like, yo, fuck this. Yo, honestly, I was young, bro. Like,
I was a little kid,
but like I'd watch a box tumble out my back fucking window. And I'm like, nah, that's fucked up. So like,
honestly, nah. Like, you, not littering is a good thing. Like, I be walking around with like dirty napkins in my pocket, so I don't litter, bro. Like,
it'd be like a piece of a burger in my pocket.
Coming, yeah, because like, I can't find the garbage. Yeah, like real shit, bro.
Yeah, yo, I feel like with all this awareness, man, we just got to get better with.
Yeah,
aware motherfuckers and actually doing something.
I don't.
I seen this video and I'm gonna contribute motherfuckers. To it. I'm gonna contribute to it because they. I was warned.
That was a warned.
I was warned.
I don't know if you're serious or joking.
I'm fucking around. You guys made me fucking around too much. But FMSS in the building.
Niggas know what it is, man. Shout out my high school, man.
I hate when my jackets catch on to my zipper catches so onto my jacket.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what, my whole fucking
I'll be back in a bit. I gotta get this shit off.
What terrifies me is like
being
in a public place.
FMS in the building.
There it is.
Jeez. New tees?
Holy. New tees.
I never seen those.
Yeah, we got these.
Arrows?
Follow the arrows.
You guys don't fucking know.
Yo, what terrifies me is like being in a public place in front of one of those garbage that split between like compost, paper, and cups and bottles, and just I don't know what the fuck. Sometimes I have like a mix of shit, and like I don't know what the fuck it is, and where do I put it? Like sometimes it's like plastic, but it's not a bottle. But that shit only says bottles and cans. But then like, this is plastic, so it's just fucking
They gotta fix that stuff.
Honestly,
just make it more clear.
I know they organize garbage too, but I try to do my fair share of recycling and all that good shit. But sometimes I just have like too much in my hand and I'm like, yo, fuck.
Yeah.
They're going to figure this
out. Y'all going to have to figure this out.
But you know what I...
Y'all going to figure this out somewhere else.
I try, man.
It ain't the time right now. Also, I want to do something quick. Fuck. If we have time... I'll say this after.
I was going to say, I hate the fucking... The paper fucking straws, though.
Yeah.
Those are trash.
You gotta do your part, though, man. You gotta just drink it fast.
Yeah.
Or just keep taking it out.
Honestly, I'm popping lids now, bro.
You popping lids?
I'm popping lids, bro.
Man, shout out to that.
I'm popping lids.
You popping lids.
Feel me?
You know what it is.
That might be the quote of the day. I'm popping lids now.
Popping lids all year.
Yo, what I wanted to say, I just wanted to get all this information right. My man Jay, he's supposed to come on the podcast really soon. But right my here. Man Jay, not nah,
another Jay.
The chocolate one is the funny one.
Damn, it's not there.
Whoops. Okay. But my man Jay, is doing something. He runs something called the Kickback. He does this a lot. This is round seven. I'm not too sure how often he does these, but this is round seven. And I just try to do my part for the previous rounds and just donating shoes. So it's a shoe drive. If you guys have any like lightly worn shoes or like brand new shoes or whatever that you guys don't need, I'm going to put something in the description because I'm not too sure how he's collecting. But I know it's going until June 3rd. I just told him that I shouted out on here. So y'all don't embarrass me if he stretches this for you guys and he's still accepting shoes, because this should be out. Should be the 3rd that this comes out. So, yeah, that's going on. I donated a bunch of shoes, and fucking you guys should too, because...
Yeah, me too, because you make me look bad now.
I speak for him. I speak for him. We donated a bunch of shoes.
Yeah, I gave him like 20 shoes. I'm just over here like, yeah, fuck. I watched.
Do I say something?
Jermaine, what you did?
So Trevon donated 20 shoes. I just carried them down to the car.
I was chilling. I didn't help.
He was with me. So we donated a bunch of shoes, and again, like, even if it's not as much as I gave, me personally, I gave, it's all right. Just donate whatever you have, mm-hmm. because I think last year, again, I don't want to be saying the wrong shit, because, you know, I'll just be that nigga sometimes, but last year my man's Jay went to
he was saying the wrong shit. He waited too long. He was in Egypt with it.
Yeah, my man's Jay was he went to fucking it's on the tip of it starts with a P, bro, and I'm like, yo, where is that place again? He went somewhere with it.
He was in Peterborough with it.
And he dropped it. Yo, this is the worst.
Philippines?
Bro. Yo, donate our email. This is where you get it. Hey, he went, where you go? Nah, he didn't go to the Philippines. He went to
Paris?
No. Literally, it's going to come to my head and I'm going to be like, yeah, oh, fuck. Cuba.
What?
Oh, fucking jokes.
You're going to say Panama.
Yeah, right? He went to Panama.
Okay.
He went to Panama, thank you. And he dropped off all these shoes and just get back to the community. And I'm going to put some pictures up on the screen so you guys can see. But it's just cool what him and his team is doing. The Kickback, shout out to the Kickback. Like I said, round seven. My man's Randy also does something like this. I think we talked about it when he was on the episode. But him going to get shoes and bringing it to Africa just for people to hoop in, you know what I mean? People that don't have shoes, like, we take it for granted, you know what I mean? Like, we get shoes and we're like, ah, fuck it. I remember when I was a kid and I had, like, one pair of shoes and I'm like, yo, shit, this shit would be nice. Like, nigga can drop off a fresh box. Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I think, if you guys have shoes laying around the house, lightly worn or brand new shoes that you guys don't need or you guys not your size anymore, I'm going to put some shit in the description for the Kickback. My man Jay, shout out to you. And whenever these pop up, whether it's my man Jay or Randy doing it, I'm going to let you guys know. And I hope you guys contribute, because y'all niggas don't just be listening to this shit thinking y'all could just chill. No, you make the difference in this world. So make the difference. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and recycle the shit. And
take your shoes off right now.
give me your fucking kicks, man. But yeah, y'all
run them shoes.
Y'all talk it up.
Yeah. Shit, man. Where are we at for the standard human bandana?
50.
Yeah. What the fuck? For like a damn hour.
Man, yeah. The thing is, I don't know what y'all niggas really be on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be looking at me saying, oh my God, Trey, your skin's so beautiful. Because, yo, I take care of my skin. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Y'all don't be out here taking care of your skin like that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta see what you want and go and get it. You know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, I mean, that's just me. I don't know what y'all niggas be doing. You know what I mean? I wake up.
He having trouble taking it out.
Myself, yeah.
Yo, those eye patches fuck me up, bro. I never know which side is the right part. Is that the right side?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I do this every morning. Wake up, protect your eyes, you know? Wake them, say, yo, I got
Where are these for the audio listeners? This.
Oh, for the audio listeners, yeah, I'm just doing some, shit.
You got some ointment on your pants.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just taking care of my beauty and my eyes and putting on some eye patches and just, you know, letting the bags de-puff. Yeah.
What brand is it?
Contact.
Is that a 4?
before.
Yeah. Contact at 4YE.ca.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That brand.
They're popular.
Everywhere. Like,
they're very popular.
And you
popular.
Say you like them, too. Right? You actually use it.
Oh, look at me. I'm beautiful right now. Mm. Gold.
Oh, it's falling off.
Is it? Yeah. No, I promise it's a good one. They just wet. I ain't getting to
do they're really moist.
Yeah, man. So what y'all niggas on, man? Y'all see me. Y'all see what I'm doing.
Chilly.
Yeah, I need to stand up for a whole day, bro.
Yeah, you've been editing.
Yeah, I've been fucking.
We sang O Canada today. Yeah, we sang O Canada together. Like 5 years, 6 years. And I got through it. I was surprised. I really didn't know if I knew.
Yo, I like O Canada.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Honestly, man, like, not starting no hate or shit. But yeah, yeah. I rock with our national anthem more than our neighbors to the anthem. South, you know? Yeah, I rock with our national anthem. I love it.
Nah, I fuck with our country. I think I was trying to figure out how to put contact at 4YDCA for Canada. Hit me up and say I live in Canada. I fuck with Canada, man. Y'all do your Canadian shit. Ooh, I was just about to move this shit. I'm just gripping it right now, though.
Yeah. Yo, I'm only on one. Only on one mic touch. And I'll swipe.
I'm at zero. I didn't move it from this position. It's been here.
Oh, you can't even touch it.
No, you can touch. I said you can rest your hand on this shit. Like,
oh,
I'll be chilling.
Okay, now you're adding shit.
Yeah.
Added rules.
My shit has not moved.
I will see, but I feel like you said touch.
Yeah, I feel like
you said. No, I said I'll. Oh, I think we did change it. Fuck off.
Yeah, I'm on one mic move and one mic swipe, and that's it.
It's
but
just
we had three.
I think I'm on a mic rest.
Mic rest. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
we didn't talk about mic rest. So I don't know if that counts.
Well, it's like a whole. I hold these little things right here. I don't know why I do that. But I ain't moved it, though. It's been chilling right here.
Do you feel secure?
Matter of fact, I moved it when I went to get a cup. I'm going to be honest. Okay. I'm a real nigga.
Honesty.
Yeah.
We need more of it.
You did.
That's it, man.
I don't understand why this is a problem in Canada, because the states y'all been had this, but I don't understand why people get upset when an Amber Alert goes off. It doesn't matter if it's the middle of the fucking night.
Confuses me.
Shut the fuck up! Like, what is it? Like,
made me wake up.
That's an evil. To go back to bed.
It is the easiest thing to go back to bed when a nigga wakes me up.
Trust me.
I wake up like, oh, y'all niggas don't need me. Yeah. I'm out, nigga. Like,
yo, my favorite. I like waking up because I like falling asleep.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Ooh. I never think about it like that.
I love falling asleep.
Oh,
I kind of.
See?
Yo, I like when someone wakes me up. I'm coming. Oh, what the fuck's that? Oh, I can go back to bed? Okay.
Jeez. New it's cuddles, nice. New you position.
Know, that's what I'm saying, Sheldon.
The blanket, when it went down, I bring it back.
Yo, the blanket.
Yes, flip my fucking pillow.
Oh, yeah, turn your headphones down.
turn your shit down back there.
Y'all niggas don't know.
Trust me.
Y'all love falling asleep.
You control life.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all looking at it.
It's how y'all react, man. The world gonna happen, but it's how you react, man.
I ain't even.
My Amber Alert's pretty.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up to an Amber Alert. Yeah. That's terrible. But to get mad, nigga.
But I'm not angry at the Amber Alert. No. If anything, I'm angry at the person that took the person.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Return the kid.
Exactly.
Please.
Yo, I like getting the second Amber Alert saying that everything's fine. I'm like, okay, bless. Yes.
Tuck again and I'm smiling.
Oh, yeah, I'm chilling.
I'm at ease. My brain's not like worrying.
While on the topic of fucking cool beds, the other night I had to lose my drawers. I'm like, yo,
what?
I was so fucking hot. I'm like, yo, my drawers are coming off. And it was like, nice.
Did that make a difference?
Yes.
Ventilation.
Bro, so boxers are like a small cloth. Like that.
No.
It's like,
how much of a difference? How much cooler could you possibly get?
Okay. Have you guys, you're telling me your waistline has never sweated before? The rubber bands have never sweated your waistline?
It gets moist,
Yeah. You remove that and you're just
eyeing. And then it goes on a blanket.
Yeah. You wash your fucking sheets
later.
You
just walk it off.
You wash your fucking sheets later, bro. But like,
so it's not to stay cool, it's just to take off your boxers and not make
it. No, it's the feeling of saying this is how I came into this world, and I feel like I'm back in the womb.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me today.
Nah, bro. I can't see butt naked.
Nah, I can't see butt naked, bro.
Because I always feel like if something happens and I have to stand up really fast and just do something immediately, I don't feel like I'm well prepared.
I'm fucking
to have no
naked,
pants.
Bro.
I can't. I'm like discombobulated. There's a fucking. I'm discombobulated running around like fuck where my boxers, my shit sideways. And two legs are in one leg, nigga.
Bro.
At least need to sleep with boxers on, bro.
No, I feel like if anything, because I thought about this before, and I feel like I've complained about this before, but I feel like if anything, look, worst case scenario, what's your absolute worst case scenario? You're sleeping, and this happens. Go.
I don't want to be in an earthquake and I'm naked.
Okay.
Sinkhole and I'm naked.
Earthquake, I'll
fucking done anyway.
Sinkhole, like, I'll eat that shit, yo. If I'm butt naked, nah.
Okay.
So I can't do it.
That's what I thought of. I'm like, my worst case scenario was sorry, let me fix my patches. My worst case scenario was someone breaks into my house and I'm naked.
Oh, fuck.
Then I started thinking, I'm like, okay, one, you broke into my crib. You're already shocked that like someone woke up. But two,
they're naked.
Why is he naked? And why is he down to throw hands with me right now?
Butt naked.
You're fucking butt naked.
And there's a robe hanging up right there. He could have grabbed it.
My boxers are folded right there.
He doesn't have to be naked right now.
I'm moving with such agility and such swiftness. I have no jeans, no elastic bands containing my waist and my legs. Bro, I am scrapping.
First of all,
I am scrapping naked.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
But what if it's one of those ones where like they break in, but it's not like hot, like they're not noisy, but you hear them, but they don't know you hear them.
Then it's one of these where I'm sleeping. It's a fucking Jurassic Park eye open.
Yeah. But I'm saying
slip out of bed because you can slide out of bed naked. You can't do that when you have clothes.
But I'm saying that
you will drag a lot.
But
of
now you're trying.
Sure.
What if you're trying to like sneak around the crib, whatever? You know what I'm saying?
You're lighter because you have no clothes on.
But
continue.
My dick's just swinging around, slapping my legs and making noise. Not
oh no, I have tape beside my bed. You see it to your leg.
Yo, it sounds pretty ideal. I don't know. Naked, tape that to the leg and shoes.
And then if you have an earthquake on, you just put on your shoes and you're moving so fast. Look, if there's an earthquake going on, nobody's worrying about why is this nigga naked? Because there's a fucking earthquake.
Convince me still.
Sinkholes. I don't have to say this shit. If the ground is splitting, you can jump from here to here. I'm sick. Bro, it's it's just like my fucking thing with basketball. I love...
Everything comes... Oh,
shit. They're debuffed.
Oh, they're debuffed. Yeah, they're ready. They fall off when they're ready. Yeah. You're right. They fall off when they're ready. So...
It landed on a book.
Nah, they biodegradable. They're going to degrade into the ground, but...
Oh, shit. It's gone.
Yeah. With basketball, I feel like I can drop more points if I play shirtless. It's kind of
it's cheap, though. That's, like, you're slippery. You slide through creases and shit.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And you don't want to play D on a fucking guy with sweaty.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
sure it's on. So I feel like you're playing D on a fish, nigga.
Holy, when a man, trust me.
You can't hold him, nigga. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. Exactly. He'll literally slide off you.
Yep.
Bro, it's like be scored on and like a bunch of sweat is on you now. Someone else's sweat.
Holy, bro. You gotta wipe that.
It's upsetting. I get upset when I'm like, yo, my shirt is wet and I have no more place to put my sweat. I have nowhere else to put my wetness.
Like, your shirt's fully dark gray?
Huh?
When your shirt's fully dark gray?
Yeah, when my shirt's fully dark gray and it's like, you see my stomach? And I'm like, yo, nah. Now I have to like...
That's when you start walking like this.
Walking like SpongeBob.
Doing like one of these...
Holy, it's so gross, especially when you get cold right after.
Like, you're not even trying to feel your own sweat on you, bro.
It's like, yo, what the fuck is this shit,
bro? Free Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby Shmurda.
Isn't he free up soon?
Yeah, next year, right?
Next year is pretty far still.
Yeah, it is a little far.
Yo, that's how I judge how fast time is flying.
What, Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah, when he got locked up, I'm like, holy shit, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. And
I'm like,
oh.
No, it's like, what the fuck? Right now. I still remember you.
Yeah. No, vividly. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fucking... Oh, there we go.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? What is that?
Nah. I found a show the other day.
What the fuck is that?
Damn. Yo, Dre, you're fucking me up, bro. Hold on. Just give me a second. If y'all remember this show, Mummy's Alive, let me hear some noise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Come on.
So
I don't think I ever actually watched it, but I just saw it.
What?
I don't think I watched it.
Bro, these guys used to scrap. But yo, anyways.
Scrapping mummies?
Yo, I'm pretty sure they scrapped. Let me see.
Throw a clip on.
Because now I could be lying to you guys.
Some mummy scraps.
Well yeah. Mummy's Alive episode one.
Let's see. Fucking tissue, bro. What the fuck?
They scrapped. The episode's called Rah Rah Rah.
Oh yeah.
They're definitely fucking.
When you put it like that.
All I know is they would like transform or some shit. Like one day they're dead, one day they're not or some shit.
I think that's
like
Transformers.
Nah. I don't think they'll be scrapping it episode one.
Nah, probably towards the end.
Lift that?
Where?
The mic. Yeah.
They're scrapping towards the end for sure.
Towards the end, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Have to save the day, you know?
Yeah, see, yeah, I knew they scrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, this guy's falling.
You are safe.
Scrap.
Holy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Covered his crow up. Yeah.
This guy was sick.
My favorite was the tall, lanky one, the English nigga.
Yeah, because he was the leader.
Yeah.
He was like the Don
Goggin. Smart, too. Yes, you know, guys,
but we gotta get out of here. No way I could explain this to mom.
Yo, who are these teenagers going through this shit?
Yeah. One of the mummies didn't have like arms and then there's a tail. Yeah, I remember this. Yeah, they used to scrap.
But then when he transformed, he got arms.
Yeah.
A mummy cat?
Yeah, man. Mummy's alive, man.
Yeah, once there's a mummy cat, I'm checking this shit out.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you'll slowly remember like certain episodes. I didn't watch it religiously, but I remember watching it for sure.
For our audio listeners, you just threw a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened, man. But yeah, I think I'm let's end this fucking episode off because Shells has a full day ahead of him. So
yes, sir.
I do.
Boo day.
It's one of those days.
Yep, guys.
You guys enjoy your Saturday.
I'm going back to bed.
Yeah. But yo, I want to shout out, man. Happy Pride Week from Random Order.
Ha.
You know what it is, man. Pride Week's a big thing here in Toronto.
It's Pride Month.
Pride Month, sorry, I said a week. Yes, yes. Pride Month.
I got you. I'm an ally.
Nah, yeah. The celebration here is ridiculous in the city.
Yeah.
I remember this growing up. The parade is crazy, man. So be happy in your own skin, you know what I'm saying? Happy Pride Month 2019 from your Random Order. Y'all good. Y'all don't need a contact for that one. Y'all don't need to hit the email. Love is love, you feel me? Happy Pride Month. It's your boy, Baby Trey. Check out the GQ parody. That's all I really have to say.
Yeah.
Check me out on
check out that last vlog.
Oh, fucking Raptors. Yeah, new vlog.
Raps in two.
Yeah,
Raps in two. Raps win this tomorrow. That's it. The refs are going to be like, all right, you know what, man? What?
For me, it was Raps in one because y'all already won my heart.
Oh.
That's all it is, man.
That's all it is, man.
You guys already know what it is. This is what it is. If you're listening on the audio, you can check out our Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video and catch all the visuals. You can listen to us on the iPod. I keep fucking this up, bro. iTunes is ending too.
That's
crazy. Yeah. So you can't. Okay, check us out on the Apple Podcast app and drop 5 stars and a nice review for the kids. You already know. You can also check us out on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. 4ye.ca got some hot shit for y'all heads. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show. It's your boy Jay, and I'm out.
Yes, sir, man. It's your boy, Young Shells.
You see me spinning.
Chocolate One. Follow me on Instagram at SebastianXX. That's Sebastian with an A instead of an E.
Mm-hmm.
My new song, Blue Acura, is out right now. Go check it out.
Smooth.
Go watch the GQ parody. We got to get that to 1 million. You feel me? It's only right.
It's up to y'all.
And contact at 4ye.ca.
Yeah, you already know. Yo, what's the quote of the day again?
Man. I'm popping Liz nowadays. You feel me?
Where did that come from?
We're talking about the paper straws, and how those are trash. Nowadays, I don't even get a straw; I just pop the lid on the thing. And
lids.
You see,
save our earth,
lids,
man.
Pop them lids. Saving earth, but it's just a better experience for me than the straw, you know.
Yeah, and sleep butt naked. That's my quote.
with tape beside your bed.
Butt naked and shoes.
Butt naked. And shoes.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.